So, I've set up a new audio feed on my website. It's not really going to be a podcast for a number of reasons. Firstly, I'm just going to put all different types of audio on there. I am going to put some stories on there, maybe voice notes like this. I've got a load of audio recordings of the pilgrimage I was on, and then a couple of podcasts that have featured me, which I'm going to kind of add to the feed. So that's kind of one reason. It's not really going to be as coherent as a podcast. The second reason is that my friend Kate tends to take the piss out of podcasts. She has this joke that the definition of a podcast is a group of middle-aged men. I guess it's a bit of a pandemic thing. Yeah, everyone's starting to listen and make podcasts. But if I'm going to record bits of audio online, I may as well tie them together. I've started with the simplest setup I can manage. It's kind of cool now that after 20 years, podcasts have finally gone mainstream and there's loads of different ways to make them. But I want something really simple that's just nothing more than a feed. So I've been playing with stuff from a technical point of view, Jekyll static site, Amazon S3 to hold the data, and then really simple analytics stuff. Let's see how it works. And I'm currently in Norwich at the moment, house sitting for my friend Rosie, looking after her cat Bellina. And I'm about 50 metres from where I lived here in Norwich back in 1998. It's kind of strange how things turn out. After all the years of living in Brighton, I've finally moved out, and I find myself kind of back where I was, you know, about 23 years ago. So it's an odd little moment, but everything's a new start, and I kind of like that aspect of it. And yeah, just having a few quiet days while I try and figure out what to do next. It's kind of fun being in my mid-40s and having absolutely no idea what I'm going to do next, and yeah, where I'm going to end up next. So I've got a few ideas, but I'm going to take a little bit of a pause now, take a rest in my life and figure out what's next. I'm going to be here till the weekend, then head back to my sister's and stay there for a while in the middle of the countryside. Just appreciate not being trapped in a town. I think the whole pandemic experience kind of soured me on Brighton and being in cities. Just too many people around me, too much noise, and all the kind of benefits of being in a city taken away by the pandemic, not really being able to see people and not being in the mood to see people. But with being at Brighton, with being vaccinated, I'm starting to feel a little bit more lifted up. And over the past few days, I've started working on projects again. So trying to work on the ley line stuff for Bodge magazine and setting up this audio feed, which is nice. So I'm kind of full of the potential of the future, kind of excited about things for in a really intense way, and looking forward to what comes next, and step these audio feeds is part of that. And I'll try and record a few more stories and put those on the feed as well, and just see what I can gather together. I kind of realised that a lot of my stories can actually be read in about a minute, which makes them perfect for little videos as well potentially. So yeah, time to experiment.